All right. Thank you for that. You know how you hear of times when you have a football coach and he's in the locker room and he's pumping his team up and they're ready to run through a brick wall for their coach. Well, I was sitting back there this morning as Mark was leading the songs. I've already run through a brick wall. Because one of the songs he led that Elaine requested was As Deer Pants for the Water. And that talks about wanting God. And then Barbara requested Build Your Kingdom. And in the first verse it says a little bit about we need your power. And Kevin texted yesterday morning and he wasn't feeling well. And didn't quite know what to do. It wasn't like I had been preparing to preach. But I had been reading in Mark a little bit. And I come across a story in Mark 10, and I wrote it down, actually, the other night, and I wrote a couple other scriptures down beside it that kind of go along with it. So the title of my sermon this morning is, What Do You Want from Jesus? And I scratched that out. It actually was something else, and I actually scratched it out because a little bit of a work in progress, kind of. But my title is, What Do You Want from Jesus? So Mark 10, verse 46 to 52 is what I'm going to read, start out with. And I have two examples today of people who wanted something from Jesus. They took two different approaches to get it. Neither one is wrong. But both of them put forth effort to get to Jesus. Verse 46 says, Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. This was pretty common back in those times for somebody, for blind people, for crippled people to sit beside the road and to beg. And they were begging for alms. They wanted money because they couldn't work, because they couldn't earn money on their own. So they would sit beside the road and they would beg for alms, beg for money. He said when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus did not cry out for alms from Jesus. He realized who Jesus was. Jolene read in Revelations 5, Revelations 5, chapter 5. And it calls him, it says, But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. Bartimaeus, blind, sitting beside the road. What does he call him? He doesn't say Jesus, son of Joseph, or Jesus, son of Mary. He said Jesus, son of David. He recognized who Jesus really was. He didn't have a scripture to follow. And if we go to Matthew, we can see where the lineage of Jesus, we can follow it back and say, you know what? He's of the line of David. He didn't have that. That was revealed to him somewhere, somehow. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't say, Jesus, give me alms. Please give me alms. In Acts 3, I won't go there, but in Acts 3, verses 3 to 6, we have the Peter and John, and they're going to the temple. They're going in, and one of the guys is begging for alms from Peter and John. And Peter looked at him and said, Silver and gold have I none. So he didn't, this blind Bartimaeus sitting beside the road, he's not begging for alms from Jesus. He wants more than that. He wants more. Verse 48 says, then many warned him to be quiet. Told him, be quiet, Bartimaeus. Be quiet. The Master is here. Jesus is here. Be quiet. Don't bother him. But he cried out all the more. Didn't stop him. Son of David, have mercy on me, he said. He cried out for him. And when Jesus heard it, said, so Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. Jesus heard his calls for mercy. So they called to Bartimaeus. It says, then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. What does Bartimaeus do? Verse 50 says, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. Now he's sitting beside the road and he's blind. And he's probably got a garment wrapped around him. And I can imagine that if he gets up and tries to run to Jesus and tries to go to Jesus, that he's going to be tripping on that garment. He's going to be falling over himself trying to get to Jesus. But no, he throws aside that garment. What do we have in our lives that is hindering us from getting to Jesus? We're trying to get to Jesus, but we're dragging this heavy load behind us, trying to get to him. Throw it aside. Get to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus knew what he wanted. It wasn't alms, it wasn't money. Blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. What do you want from Jesus? What do you need? What do you want? Do you want to know him better? What do you want? So many times we take the time to pray. We pray, Lord, please help us. I need such and such. Please pray for this, this. And we take off and we go. Bartimaeus didn't do that. He stood there. And he didn't have to stay there long. But if he would have just said, let me receive my sight and turned and walked off, what do you think would have happened? Would Jesus have healed him? We don't know. But we need to listen to Jesus. And I'm guilty of that myself. We pray like Jesus is a vending machine or something, and we hit the button and we expect it to be healed. We expect their prayers to be answered or whatever, but we don't spend that time. We don't stop and say, what are you saying to me, Jesus? What are you saying to me, Lord? Bartimaeus received his sight because his faith. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And so, as I read this, it triggered another instance in my mind, my memory, of someone else who wanted to get to Jesus. And in Mark 5, we find this account. Starting in verse 24. In the verses before that, Jesus had just gotten off a boat and was approached by a ruler of the synagogue whose little daughter was sick. And Jesus was on his way to heal this little girl. He was on his way to see this little girl. And it says, so Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. So there's this great crowd around Jesus. It said, now a certain woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians, she had spent all that she had and was no better than, but rather grew worse. Doctors couldn't help her. Nothing she could do. She didn't have anything left. So when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. We don't see her hollering out, crying for Jesus. But rather, in a still, small, quiet way, she went to Jesus. She had to get to Jesus. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Two completely different ways to get to Jesus. Bartimaeus is hollering out and they're telling him to be quiet and he won't, but he won't be quiet. This woman sneaks up through the crowd, pushes her way through, and touches his garment. Verse 28 says, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Jesus knew it. He knew what had happened. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitudes thronging you, and you say, who touched me? There were people bumping up against Jesus, and they were bumping as they were walking, and people were all around him, and yet he felt someone touch his clothes. Felt that power go out of him to heal this woman. And he looked around to see her. The disciples said, you see the multitudes thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. Verse 33 says, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. The same words that Jesus spoke to blind Bartimaeus, he said to this woman, your faith has made you well. Faith in Jesus, faith in the Son of David. Another story that I went to that didn't turn out so well was a rich young ruler. Luke 18, starting at verse 18, it says, now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. What did he want from Jesus? I don't know what he wanted from Jesus, but it certainly wasn't to sell all his possessions and follow him. These people that were beside the road, blind Bartimaeus, the woman with the sickness, they needed Jesus. This man didn't need healing. He had all the wealth that he needed. He didn't need Jesus. He valued his possessions more than he valued his relationship with Christ. Where are we at? Do we need Jesus? What do we want from Jesus? I don't know what this ruler, this rich young ruler was thinking. I don't know what he wanted from him. He wanted eternal life, but I don't know what he thought he would have to do to get it. It certainly wasn't selling all that he had. John 14, verses 12 to 14, says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Son may be glorified, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus is there. He's waiting on us. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to pray. He wants to hear from us. As a father likes to sit and talk with his son, he wants to hear from us. He wants to hear us when we have problems, when we have afflictions, when we're down, when we're discouraged. He wants to hear from us. He knows our needs. We know He does. It says in the Bible that He knows what we want. We really don't even have to utter them. The woman was healed before she even said what she wanted. God knows what we need. He knows what we want. He wants to hear from us. So this morning, what do you want from Jesus? What do you want? Do you want a closer walk with Him? Do you want Him on Sunday? And that's it? Do you have enough? Is Jesus ever enough? No, He's not. You can never say, well, I think I've got enough now. This is the living, breathing Word. You can never read it once and say, well, I read it, I know everything in it. There's more things being revealed to you. Each time you read it, things stick out to you. You can never say, I have enough. So what do you want from Jesus? What do you want from Him? I'd like to sing that song again. I said something to Jeremy. As a deer pants for the water. And as you listen to the words, as you read the words and sing them, think about these words as you're singing them. What do you want from Jesus? What are you expecting from Him? Let's sing them. Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning that You alone can we draw our strength from. Father, I thank You for all You have blessed us with. Father, I thank You for Your Word that You give us to read, to as an avenue to better know You, to better know who You are. Father, I pray that You would just be with us. Father, I pray that You would hear our cries as we cry out to You. Father, I pray that You would just help us to know, help us to voice it to You, what we want, what we need from You, Father. I pray that You would just be with us as we go through from here today. Father, I pray that You would watch over us. Father, I pray You'd help us to be a light in Your community, wherever we go. Father, I pray for the food that is being prepared. Father, I pray that You would just bless the hands that prepared it. Pray that You would just, we would use the strength from it to honor and glorify You. I pray that You would just bless our time today, fellowship today. In Your name I pray. Amen.